One of the stories of this week's Torah reading, called Pinchas, the character of the end of the previous parsha, Parshas Balak, is about the passing of the leadership from Moshe into Yeshua, his main student. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu requested from God that he should appoint a leader, because he knew he was not going into the land of Canaan to transform it into the land of Israel, as we're going to learn. And therefore, the Jewish people need a leader. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought, one of my children is going to be the next leader. However, God had different plans. God told Moshe Rabbeinu to take Yeshua, his main student, you know this guy, and put your hands on him and pass to him of your glory, of your understanding, of your leadership. And that's what actually Moshe Rabbeinu did. And our sages say that at that particular point, Moshe was like the sun, and Yeshua was like the moon. We know that the moon receives the light of the sun and then shines it over in a different way. But that's the light of the sun itself. Now, how was the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, and how was the leadership of Yeshua? And why actually the leadership of the Jewish people to enter the land of Canaan, to transform it into the land of Israel, that means to reveal godliness, even in a place so terrible that those people that used to live in the land of Canaan were abominable to God, were really disgusting to God. They were idolaters and promiscuous and all kinds of problems. God didn't like them. How was that the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to overturn, to transform this land into a holy place, the holy land as we know it today? And the leadership of Yeshua was actually able? So there are a few parts into this answer. Part number one, again, Yeshua was the main student of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the sages say, explaining the Torah, Loi Mosh Mitoicha Oyel, Yeshua did not move away from the tent of Moshe. Moshe came in, he was there. Moshe left, he was there. He was constantly by Moshe Rabbeinu, his teacher, to learn and to actually acquire all the knowledge and all the ideas and all the experience. Yeshua did not move from Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like the moon. The moon doesn't have its own light. The moon receives the light of the sun and then shines it over. There's a story by the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer, he used to say, I never said anything in my life that I did not learn from my teachers. That means, of course, we know Rabbi Eliezer said so many things in the rabbinic writings and so on. However, he considered that everything that I got is just a way of expressing that which I received. And that was actually Yeshua bin Nun. That's part number one. How can you be the next leader? Because you actually absorbed, so to speak, from Moshe Rabbeinu, every single drop of leadership and experience. And point number two, Yeshua, when he overshined, so to speak, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to bring down that powerful light of leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu into the land itself, into the people itself. The Torah says about Yeshua, Ish asher ruach boy, he was a man that had spirit. What does that mean? Every single person has a spirit. The point is, he was able to understand the spirit and the mind of each single person and lead that person, guide that person according to the qualities of that particular person. In other words, the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu was more tied to a miracle way of leadership. He brought water out of a stone, bread out of the heavens, and many other miracles that happened through his leadership. On the other hand, the leadership of Yeshua bin Nun was much more a natural type of leadership, even though there were miracles in his leadership also, like the first conquest was the city of Jericho. It was a very miraculous conquest, and there were other miracles also in the whole life, so to speak, of leadership of Yeshua bin Nun. However, the main point was to conquer the land, to be with the people, to be for the people, and to transform this very unholy land, impure land, into the exactly holy land, the land of Israel. And that's why Yeshua was actually able to be that next leader. And that's what basically God told Moshe Rabbeinu. You think the leadership has to continue according to your way, your family, quote unquote, your children, or whatever. But God told, in order for your own leadership to be continued, to be expressed in a much deeper way, we have to leave a little bit aside the miracles and show leadership in the land with the people to go according to each one's needs and so on. The type of leadership of the moon. But however, the moon shines over, so to speak, the light of the sun. But it's in a different way. It's not exactly the same way. It's not exactly the same light. That means, in summary, yes, there was a passing of leadership from Moshe Rabbeinu into Yeshua, but it wasn't just a change of name. Yeah, this is Moshe, this is Yeshua. No, it was a complete different realm of leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu was a leadership of shining, of powerful miracles and so on. But that was not enough in order to transform land, an impure land, into a holy thing. The leadership of Yeshua ben Nun shined from the glory of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is what happens in Parshas Pinchas, but transform it into a different type of leadership, more tied into this world, and that's what actually is needed in order to transform an unholy, so to speak, impure world into a holy thing. And this type of leadership is actually what not just influences Jews in order to continue the path of Torah and so on. This type of leadership outshines, so to speak, also in the other nations of the world, in a way that every single nation can say, yes, let's go and serve God in the temple in Jerusalem and so on. And that's what exactly Yeshua was able to absorb from Moshe Rabbeinu and to influence the rest of the world in order to serve God in the proper way.